Do you ever feel stressed about money? Around 70% of people in the United States say that money is a significant cause of stress in their lives. Money does play a big part in our lives, but what does Jesus have to say about it? Hi, I'm Justice Coppinger, your spiritual fitness coach, and today I want to explore one of the ways that Jesus talks about money and possessions. Jesus actually talks about money very often. Why? Because Jesus understood that though understanding money and finances is a very important part of our lives, he also knew that greed, selfish desires, and worrying and stressing about money are very easy for us to fall into. If you're anything like me, money can easily become an obsession or a stress if you don't lean into some of the principles that Jesus teaches about it. Here's a story that Jesus told about a rich man who was too concerned about his money in Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 21. Then he told them a story. A rich man had a fertile farm that produced fine crops. He said to himself, "What should I do? I don't have room for all my crops." Here we have a very successful businessman. He worked hard, utilized his resources well, and ended up with a bigger payout than he anticipated. And here's the key part about these two verses. Jesus doesn't say that this man did anything wrong in order to produce a good crop. Having a successful business or being profitable isn't the issue Jesus is addressing here. Let's keep reading. Then he said, "I know, I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. Then I'll have room enough to store all my wheat and other goods. And I'll sit back and say to myself, 'My friend, you have enough stored away for years to come. Now take it easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, you will die this very night. Then who will get everything you worked for?' Yes, a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth but not have a rich relationship with God." This man was so successful that he completely ran out of space to store what his farm produced. But look at where his mind goes. Instead of looking outwards with the overflow of his earnings, he immediately looks inwards. He says, "This is my money. I'll invest it for myself so I never have to work again." That seems to be a very strong idea that we hear in our culture. After all, who wouldn't want to make so much money that they could afford to never work again and could buy anything they wanted? However, look at what Jesus points out in verse 20. Our lives are temporary. Jesus wants us to remember that our end goal while we are here on this earth is to glorify God with everything we have and to love our neighbors. We can't let money and possessions control our decisions. We should make decisions with our money and use it as an avenue to bless others and allow it to help God show us more opportunities. So is it bad to have money or to make a lot of money? No. Jesus instead wants our hearts to be focused on Him and for building up a surplus of money to not be the goal of why we work, but for money to be a way that we choose to bless others and allow God to use us. So here's your spiritual fitness challenge for today. As you go throughout your day, you're going to think about money. Allow that moment to be an opportunity for you to first remember the generosity of God and thank Him for the ways He has blessed you. Secondly, search your heart and find ways to use your money to love your neighbor so that God can be glorified. Now go and win today.